This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. The casket bearing former President Gerald Ford is expected to arrive at Andrews Air Force Base at this hour, following 2 days of honors at his home church in California. Mr. Ford died Tuesday night at the age of 93. This evening, a motorcade will take his casket and the Ford family to the Capitol Rotunda for a state funeral. The former president's body will then lie in state there. NPR's Ari Shapiro is at the Capitol and joins us now. Hello, Ari. What is the scene there?
Hi, Debbie. I'm here outside of the Capitol where people are lined up to view President Ford's casket, which is expected to arrive here at the Capitol around 6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Are there a lot of people there?
At this point, I would say there are a few dozen. There are certainly barriers as far as the eye can see. I passed one barrier that said the estimated wait time from here is 2 hours. So certainly they're expecting large groups of people. They haven't arrived yet, but that may be because people are allowed to view the casket tomorrow and into the next day. So those crowds may yet be coming. The people who are here have said that they feel very strongly about President Ford. It's very important to them to be able to pay their last respects to him, and they're happy to be able to be part of this historic event. I'm standing here with one gentleman who traveled from Philadelphia to view President Ford's casket. His name is Richard Boley. I'd be happy to hand the phone to him. I should mention that he's wearing his Eagle Scouts uniform. And here he is.
Good afternoon, Debbie.
Hello, Mr. Boley. Thank you for talking with us. I understand President Ford was an Eagle Scout.
Yes, he was one of the first Eagle Scouts in his home state of Michigan, and he was also one of the first Eagle Scouts to become what's known as a Distinguished Eagle Scout, which is an honor given by the National Eagle Scout Association for 20 years of dedicated service. And Mr. Ford, along with being the former honorary president, was also, up to his death, the honorary vice president.
Now, why did you think it was important to come to Washington, D.C. today?
I felt that Mr. Ford realized the American dream. As an Eagle Scout, he pretty much had to serve his community, and it did so as a lawyer, did so as a congressman from Michigan, as House Minority Leader in the 60s and 70s. And when Mr. Nixon tapped him to become vice president, Mr. Ford graciously accepted, and through just by plain circumstance that Mr. Ford achieved the highest office that pretty much any man or woman would dream of.
Well, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Ari. Can you fill us in on what the plans are for the funeral this evening?
There will be a ceremony in which Vice President Dick Cheney will speak, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, and Senator Ted Stevens will also give a speech. There will then be a wreath laying, and the casket will remain in the rotunda for the next couple of days for public viewing until Tuesday, when there will be a funeral service held at the Washington National Cathedral here in D.C. On Wednesday, the remains will go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is where President Ford grew up and was elected to Congress, and that's where he'll be buried on Wednesday evening.
NPR's Ari Shapiro at the Capitol. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.